بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین وعلی آلہ الطیبین الطاہرین المعصومین ولعنت اللہ علی آدائہم اجمعین من الان الی قیام یوم الدین. Today our topic of discussion is تعارض. تعارض means contradiction in the narrations. And here it's mentioned تعارض الادلہ. By adilla are means four things. That either they are the ayat-e-Quran, that Quran is one dalil. Either they are the narrations, that is sunnat is another dalil. Either they are ijma, the consensus of the scholars, of all the scholars, that ijma is another dalil, and either this is akal, reason, so that is another dalil. So if the statement which is coming from them is contradicting with another statement, so that is known as ta'aruf, contradiction. Wal amarat, similarly, Sharia has made certain practical rule that if some certainty is not found, then act upon these rules which are known as amarat. And if there is contradiction regarding those, so that has to be discussed under amarat. So the first point under discussion is at-ta'adul wat-taraji, that you have to give preference of one over the other. It says that la yakfi inna hadhal bahs min aham al-masail asuliya, that this is one of the important discussions of the problems of usul. Li shiddat irtibatihi, because it has got a very strong relationship with tafsir and tafsir afil masail al-fiqhiya, with the fiqhi problems it has got a strong relationship and an effect on this. That's why وَيُسْتُفَادُ مِنْ كَلَامِ صَاحِبِ الْكَفَايَا قُدِّسْ سِرُهُ اِلْتِفَاتُهُ إِلَىٰ أَمْرَيْن مُهِمَّن. That two important matters, they are discussed here in the book Al-Kifayatul Usul. So the Kifayatul Usul is the most famous book of Usul, which is studied with the Maktab-e Ahlul Bayt. Al-Awwal, the first of them is Jalahu Hadhal Bayt Bi-Unwan Al-Maqsad Min Maqasid Ilm Al-Usul, that it is one of the discussions of Ilm Al-Usul Bi-Khilaafi Man Jalahu Khatima Lahu Al-Mashar بِكَوْنِ خَارِجًا عَنْهُ وَلَعَلَّهُ شِدَّةٌ اِرْتِبَاطُهُ بِالْفِقْهِ يُوجِبُ الْقَوْلَ بِأَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهَمِّ الْمَقَاصِدِ عِلْمُ الْأُصُولِ. That because it has got شِدَّةِ اِرْتِبَاط, the strong relationship with fiqh, it has got a very strong relationship. So it is one of the important discussions of Ilm al-Usul. As-Sani, and the second point in that regard is جَالَهُ عُنْوَانُ الْبَيْسِ أَنَّهُ فِي تَعْرَضُ الْأَدِلَّةِ وَالْأَمَارَاتِ, that this is the تَعْرَضُ الْأَدِلَّةِ and Amarat, which is the topic of this discussion is that. And you know that by imarat we mean there imaratul mutabira, that those imarat, those signs which are considered reliable with Sharia, وإن التكليف في صورة تعرض الدليلين والإمارتين ما هو. تكليف means the legal responsibility, the religious responsibility, the legal religious responsibility, that whether namaz is wajib or not. For example, if somebody forgets that whether he has offered the 3 rakats of prayer or 4 rakats of prayer, so what is now his responsibility, that how should he act upon when he is in doubt at the end of the prayer. So that is the tarz of the dalilain, that to the dalilain, if one narration says that do this way and the other narration says no, do that way, so that is the tarz of the dalilain, that two arguments, they are giving contradictory directions. Imaratain, and similarly, if two Imaras, they are saying different things, then what is the responsibility, what is the taklif in that case? Wahadal unwanul am yashmilu taradul rivayat waghairuha. It includes the taraz of rivayat and others also. وَلَا فَرْقْ بَيْنَ الدَّلِيلِ وَالْإِمَارَةِ. So here the Dalil and Imara doesn't have any difference. بِحَسْبِ اِسْتِلَاءِ الْأَكْثَرِ الْأَصُولِيِّينَ. According to most of the Asuliyin who says about this thing. وَالتَّعْبِيرْ بِالدَّلِيلِ الْإِجْتِحَادِ. And they call it as a دَلِيلِ اِجْتِحَادِ. إِذَا كَانَتْ تُرْكُ الْمُتَبِرَةِ مَرْبُوتَةٌ بِالْأَحْكَامِ بِالْأَمَارَةِ الْمُتَبِرَةِ إِذَا كَانَ الْمَرْبُوتَةٌ بِالْمُوضُوعَاتِ اصطلاحِ خاص لِلشَيْخِ الْعَظَمْ أَنْصَارِي. So Shaykh al-Azam Ansari gave the separate اصطلاح, separate term for it, the دَلِيلِ اجْتِحَادِ. And jirwa walakin ma amumiyat unwan al bas yaqtadi amran ikhtisas al bas wa tamarkuz afir rawiya riwayat al awwal istifadat wa aksar masahir al fiqhiyya min al riwayat, because most of the masahir al fiqhiyya, they are coming from the riwayat. So the center of the point is the riwayat, and the other point is ikhtisas al murajjihat al mazkura fi al akhbar al ajiya bil khabar al mutarazain, that if the two narrations are clashing, walak in lam yakun jariyan ba'd al mubayad bil khabarain al mutarazain. So if two narrations are there and both are contradicting each other, so then we have to consider that which needs to be preferred. Qabilan lil inkar kal bas inna muqtadil qaida fil bab utarz ma huwa. So what is the rule in the case of this contradiction, this chapter of Taarud? Wala buddha at-takallum fi mawzu' Taarud wa tarifu awwalan. So first of all, we will consider the topic of Taarud and its definition, wa fi hukmihi and what is under its ruling. Malalun tasaqut wala khudhu bi ahadihima. Do we have to drop both of them or have to take one of them as a specification or as a choice? Panakulu riwayat, they have the topic of hadithan mutarizan. Now this is tasniya here. Hadithan means two hadith. Mutarizan means two are clashing with each other, two are contradicting each other, or unwan can be hadithan mukhtalifan, that two ahadith which are different from each other. Wala fark bainahuma bihasab nazar al-muttabi'u huna wal-mustafad min al-kifaya anna ta'arud ala nawain, that ta'arud according to the book kifayatul usul is of two types. Likunuhu haqiqiyan, that either it is haqiqi or arziyan, or it is arzi wal-haqiqi. Ibaratun tanafi bain ad-dalilain, that haqiqi may mean that there is negation between the both dalils, binahwat tazat or tanakus, that there is tazat and tanakus, that they are the opposite, two opposite things which are given. For example, one hadith says it is wajib and the other hadith says it is haram. So that is the tazat or tanakus. Kama al-iza dalla li-ahaduhuma ala wajubu dua inda ruwati lalal. For example, if one dalil, one hadith says that when you see the new moon, then it's wajib to say a prayer, wal-akhir ala adami wajubi wala hurmati. And the other hadith says, no, it's not wajib to pray at that point. Or some other hadith says, for example, that it is haram to pray at that point. So there's a contradiction, that's a ta'aruz between the two of them. That is the ta'aruz haqiqi. Wal murad min ta'aruz al-arzi, and the second type of ta'aruz is ta'aruz arzi ma kana tanafi bainahuma min jihati al-amr al-kharij, when the amr kharij is different, inda madluluhuma al-urfika lilmi ijmali biadam al-mutabikatu ahaduhuma lil-waqi kama idha dalla dalil ala wajub salat al-jumma yawm tayin. So example of the ta'aruz arzi is, for example, the obligation of Jummah prayer on the day of Jummah. And the other dalil says that the Zuhr prayer is wajib on the Jummah day. So that's between the two, there is ta'aruz, and this is the ta'aruz arzi. So these are the two examples. One is ta'aruz haqiqi and one is ta'aruz arzi, which we have explained to you. And inshallah, we will continue it on it next time, and with next time, we'll explain it more.